Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Some Republicans are stupid. It's one thing to walk out. I believe you have a right to walk out on whoever you want to walk out on. Then I'll make my decision about you and whom you're walking out on. But booing them, if that's true, because I don't have the sound, these two Capitol Hill police officers who were there on January 6th, Dunn is a pretty famous one. He's the second most famous. It's going to be bad for you if you do that. But Democrats are back to weaponizing January 6th. And what they're trying to do, Gonnell, one of the officers, took to Twitter to decry what he saw as a contradiction by Republicans. The House GOP, like many elected officials I've helped protect and defend at the U.S. Capitol, have abandoned the truth, sided with those who attacked us, the police, while at the same time saying they support the police and the rule of law. I'm not buying your bridges. Here's a new guy, Dan. Try to get him on it. So, you know, what they're trying to take away and what Biden tried to do today with the speech in Normandy was to take the spirit of Ronald Reagan, who's impossible to take as a speaker. What he did in 1980 was the 60th anniversary. So, yeah, it was 84, I guess. Is impossible to do, to say, see, Trump's not even Reagan, not even a Republican. That's how bad he is. This is a similar thing. How many times have we been through it? So I'll ask you this question, Dan. How would you have felt? Would you have sat there? Here are the parameters that are interesting with this. First of all, I don't think you should boo these guys. Now, you may not like what they're saying. They're given a forum. The Democrats beat you because of Mastriano and the other stupid Republican stuff. So they're controlling the House. They're out of control. They don't meet when they don't have the majority. They say there's a hole in the roof. Now they're bringing in people like this that are making political speeches and telling you that you are on the side, you're a fraud. You're on the side of not supporting the cops. I think you can walk out there. But if they're the public speaker, you start booing at that, and I think that's going to be problematic. I would walk out on them. I'm tired of hearing this. This is the phoniest thing of all. Nobody's supporting those who directly attacked cops. They deserve, case by case, to go to jail for what they did. That should be obvious. But there are any number of people who the sentencing in cases is beyond harsh. It's just trying to make a political point. It has nothing to do with anything else. And the Republican Party and conservatives do support the police. The problem is the other side does not support the police. In fact, at the national level, they hate the police. It's an obvious thing. Were they supportive of the police during the George Floyd summer? Would they ever bring in cops? The only cops they like are the Washington cops. They like the Capitol Police because of January 6th, and they certainly like the FBI because they lock up political targets. That's what this is about. So, Dan, what do you think is the appropriate response here?
It's tough because I emotionally, I would probably react the same way because I look at the situation unfolding around Byron Donalds. I don't mean to tie something in there. I'm sure we're going to hit at some point.
Oh, yeah, he's on the list here.
But
yep.
It's pure gaslighting. And when it's something so clearly, pure, transparently gaslighting by the left to try to make something incredibly, political and just making a bad point and exploiting some kind of situation, I feel like some kind of reaction is appropriate. I don't know if booing and walking out is that kind of reaction. Maybe a press conference afterwards addressing it.
Oh, I'm okay with walking out, Dan. Yeah. I think you can walk out on these guys. I think they deserve it. I think they're disgraceful. And I know what they were through. The Fanone guys, the guy you see the most. But Dunn is out there now, too.
Yeah.
No, we've gotten the point. We've had it. They are saying all Republicans are complicit in this. That's what they said here. I'm not buying your bridges. You're complicit in this. This party's crazy. You support them coming after the cops. I think what I said is in proportion, the average listener listening right now would say the same thing. Those that attack cops, where the evidence is, they ought to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The problem is you have people of varying circumstances put in jail for 10 to 20 years. That's ridiculous. Why on this case and not the George Floyd summer? We know the reason why. You had that woman who blew up three police cars in downtown Philadelphia. They didn't want to put her in jail. It took Bill McSwain to put her in jail. But if you boo at this type of thing or start yelling at them here, strategically, I think you're losing. That's the point I was making. But yeah, but this is a good tactic on their side. Yeah, let's get Martina White on here to talk about this a little bit. Yeah, because some of the leadership, Cutler and others, did go back and talk to these cops, but they said this is blatantly political. You can't use these to go after Republicans in a political move who had nothing to do with anything related to January 6th. They're saying if you're a Republican, if you're a conservative, you're supportive of that. All right. You can get in right now. Coming to you from Hofstra on Long Island.
Why are you at Hofstra?
It is the talk radio hot air fest of the universe. We're in a smaller place this year. It doesn't seem to be as much hot air. I haven't seen the Environmental Protection Agency here yet. Last year they were here.
How many tethers holding the building down this year?
A lot, but not quite as last year. Last year it was in a superstructure, Dan. They contained us. And by the end of the day, when I get on, the hot air quotient, I don't know, these poor people listening in the front rows of this. My seminar today is Beyond the Mic. So Ooh. There you go.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it's some of the biggest talk radio hosts in the country
like
that are
this.
On there.
The Beyond the Mic, what's the mission behind it? Because I think you got a great topic that you can bring to the stage.
Yeah, they're going to ask about producers, Dan, so I'll sure to say...
I got something ready. Here's the sound of what I think you need to bring up, because this is way beyond the mic. You've been invited to sit on the board, right, or at least help out with something.
You're a crumb creep lush coward.
They had their first meeting last night, but due to unforeseen circumstances. But I'm getting a full report on it. There'll be another meeting very soon.
I miss any of it.
James Woods, Dan, had it up on Twitter. You can follow it and said, I don't know what this old-fashioned trash-talking is about, but I love it. He didn't know Rizzo. He didn't know the story.
Come on, really?
Yeah, go to his Twitter.
He didn't know
and
Rizzo?
And he just said, I love this stuff, though. What is this? This
old fashioned. You have a hell of a story on that one.
And somebody's going to have to inform him about Rizzo. Maybe he'd come on. We can tell him about it.
You're a real crumb bum.
All right. I thought everybody would get the context of that with that reporter. All right. So, Howie Carr, Dan. He's the dean of New England, is on it. Jeff Katz, friend. And Jeff is... Philadelphia Talk Radio over the years. Frank Morano, he's the late night guy in New York, and he's very good. And Martha Zoller and Joe Pagarulo, who's nationally syndicated. So it's kind of an all-star cast. Joe Pags. Changing demos in the generational divide. So I'm going to say, let Dan handle that. Miranda Devine, she, of course, wrote the Hunter Biden laptop book. We're going to talk with her, and we'll ask her, does she think Hunter Biden deserves to go to jail? My answer is yes, he deserves to go to jail. I know you can make all kinds of arguments why you think this is not a crime of that level to go to jail. I think it certainly is. When you are engaged in this, it's not just he was addicted to drugs, can't have a gun, but then you have the other party in this, drop it into a trash can where anybody can get it illegally. Yeah, I think you go to jail. Now, I'm not sure how long the sentence should be, and I will admit I despise Hunter Biden because of the national politics of it and the idea that this is truly a privileged individual. Just think of where anybody else would be at this point in life, given what we know he's done and the nonsense that's going on. So I say Hunter Biden should go to jail if convicted. We could argue on the sentence, but yeah, he should go to jail. Now, in addition to this thing that I played you around the issue of what happened with the Republicans bringing in those two former Capitol Police officers and what the Democrats are doing. They're making it political. I don't think you should have to sit there and deal with that. Walk out. You start booing them and yelling at them, though, strategically, I don't think that's the way to go. So look for more of that. In fact, it's the same thing that we had yesterday with the D-Day. As Dan said, this the only veteran in America with a camo hat and a beard that goes after Trump and supports Biden on the military. That ad dropping on D-Day yesterday, too, really makes it insulting. Here's Donnie Deutsch, though, frustrated. He's an ad guy in New York. He was in The Apprentice at one point or another, somewhere, various times probably. Another guy that used to be friendly with Trump. And upset. How could this guy, we think he's a dope, become president? I should be president. And he gives us a clue on Morning Joe. The other thing they're going to go after, just like this ad, is not just they're not fans of the cops. We're going to take that away from you. But we are the ones that support the military. He actually says the military is going to be the secret weapon in this election.
Biden aides have pointed out to me this week that in some ways, Donald Trump's making their case for them. While President Biden is overseas talking about democracy, what is Donald Trump doing? Railing against the rule of law, railing against one of the fundamental tenets, the foundation of American democracy here at home. But my question to you is that argument going to resonate with voters?
I think it absolutely is. And I want to just pile on Susan's point, contrast is everything in this election. And I think the military is the greatest example to show the contrast between two men. You see Donald Trump, who, you know, got off, didn't serve because of bunions, and allegedly told John Kelly, his chief of staff, that why would, as they were at a cemetery looking at fallen heroes, why would any person be a sucker and give their life for their country? And that's all you need to know about Donald Trump. And I've said this before, and I think the most compelling advertising campaign would be centered around the military. If we got Mattis, McMaster, Milley, and Kelly to go to screen and say, look, this country cannot stand Donald Trump. The defense of this country will not stand Donald Trump. We are great Americans. We believe in this country. We trust this country. We know this country. You can't vote for Donald Trump. I think the military is the secret weapon in this election. I hope those ads come to fruition.
All right, Donnie, maybe you should be out there making him. He mentioned the word there, contrast. So let's contrast Trump barnstorming the country.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Country, full of energy, great speech in the rally, and again, more speeches like this yesterday in Phoenix. He just didn't rant and say illegal immigrant. He drilled down with the audience and talked to them about how this is undercutting American workers, principally Latino or African Americans, with facts and examples. Continue to do that. And then you contrast that with Joe Biden. Not so much did he sit down, he couldn't sit down, Jill telling him to stand up. It's when he got out of the presidential limo and he's looking all over the place. I'm just, what is he looking for? What is it that...
It's true. What is it,
yes.
For?
Yeah. And I wish we had YouTube today. I'd illustrate that thing he does where he takes both hands out like he's some kind of actor, or, and he's going to stage left, no, stage right. Why does he do that? So let's do the contrast. People see that. And Dan, I still wanted to get into this. Rich, yesterday I saw the results of the poll, and you were good too. It was great synergy with Rich, the Always Poll yesterday. People still thinking he's going to tag out. Now the latest I saw people saying this morning, he's going to go through the election, win, and then tag out sometime in the second term. I find this to be preposterous. I'm not sure even why people, Dan, are wishing this. Now, you're in that camp. You got one foot in anyhow. Mm-hmm. And Kamala Harris is sitting there. How in the world can we discount the power she has of the perversion of the Democrat Party just on identity versus ability to actually do the job? She has no ability to be vice president or anything else. It's ludicrous. She ought to be teaching Venn diagrams all day. So how in the world is all this going to happen, yet people are fascinated by it? I don't understand why they want Biden to drop out unless they think it's an easier opponent. I don't know, less time, something like that. So I'm going to up the odds, Dan. I will buy two pizzas versus one of yours.
I want a whole catered day for the entire station, Dom. We're going to up it even more. Come on.
Okay, there you go. Let's put it down. Yes.
And yes. Rich is paying. Neil's hard.
Let's just put it on there. Absolutely. I have a power of attorney from Roe. I can bet whatever I want here. That's how.
Look, I
just think you're ignoring the facts. How do you think you get to be president?
No, I would counter that. I think this is not being hopeful or wishful thinking. It's strategizing. It's covering all the bases. It's making sure what is a conservative reaction if Biden were to drop out, if a Gavin Newsom were to step in?
You're backpedaling now.
I'm not backpedaling.
You're saying you think it's going to happen.
I do. I do think it's going to happen, though.
Based on what?
But it's not wishful thinking when I say it's actually scared thinking, to be completely honest. I'm nervous that this is going to happen. I don't want it to happen.
Okay.
And I just look at the guy's mental capacity, and you say, you know, Kamala, the ideology and the everything that she has. I would say that while it doesn't seem that the Democratic National Committee is looking past their nose on their face, I think they are playing 4D chess, and they look and they see Kamala Harris as a loser, and she's not going to win in the future, so they're going to have to shove her aside.
Well, let's go through this. You left off one. You think Sotomayor is just going to drop off the Supreme Court so it's convenient? You're going to put Kamala Harris in there, which I don't think she would like to work and would do that. Why is Sotomayor just going to be pushed off?
It's a good question. I mean, are there comments about her retiring? She's 69 years old, and she's not that high in age compared to others. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was, what, 90-something?
Yeah. Well, look, the last guy who did it, and he regrets it now, he's out there talking about the last Democrat. He was 83 at least, Dan. So, yeah, she's only 69 for Supreme Court.
But
why would she do that?
When you have a Democratic Party who's even flirting with the idea of packing a Supreme Court, you don't think they're strategizing and saying, you know, we got burnt really bad these past couple of nominees. Mm-hmm. Let's think ahead of it. Sonia, step aside. Let's get somebody new in there and let's get things moving. And
Well, again, they could say that all they want. I don't understand why you think, though, they're driving it, that she would have to do that so they can tag in this lightweight who I can't see wanting to do the Supreme Court. So I'm still sticking. All right, Dan, you can put the pizza dough, get the pizza dough ready.
Well, I think the Supreme Court is just essentially a carrot you float in front of Kamala to get her to agree happily to step aside, because here you have a lifetime appointment compared to the temporary, and I think Kamala knows herself that she doesn't have much of a future. She's not going to win a presidency in the future.
Oh.
You think Kamala is...
Yes, of course she thinks she's... Dan, she rode all the way here without a shot being fired to vice president. Based on what? She didn't even run for president. She dropped off and they made her vice president.
Yeah, but she's been exposed by now.
Not in her mind. It's all racism, misogyny, etc.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I think I have to pull rank on this. In my sense, you're normal on this. I kind of think the way they do. You're not getting me out of there. I don't care what you say. There's only one presidency. That's why everybody wants
it. Say they're not getting me out of there. If I say, Dom, I got a lifetime appointment for you to sit on the Supreme Court.
No, I'm not doing it.
Really?
No, not at all. If you want to, you run for, look at Biden, 50 years of running for president, Dan. There's nothing like it. There's nothing in the world. You could give me anything in the world and I would wish to be president. That's the way I see it.
So you're saying you would rather be known as a bad president for 4 years and not face re-election than get essentially handed a lifetime appointment
to... Yes, you're immortal.
And not saying that you yourself, I want to clarify, would be a fantastic president, but Kamala herself would be a horrible president.
She doesn't think so. You know what I mean? All right, so we need you to get you in on that. So, Dan, what is it? Why are people doing this? They're doing it. At least you're saying this. This is a good way to do it. You're saying he's going to drop out potentially because you want to be ready for it strategically.
Yes,
okay.
100%.
Why are all these other people doing it, though? Why is that such a fixation, do you think? Maybe they're normal and they say, how is this guy going to continue to do this? Well, he shouldn't be doing it now. He should have never run in the beginning. Whole life, he shouldn't have done any of this.
When I see, like, Rich talking about it or Nick reading between the lines, what I gather out of it is we got to be careful that we don't take this not as seriously as we need to. Like Joe Biden, yeah, he's mentally incapable. Mm-hmm. If we prepare to run against a guy that's going to be an easy win, if they somehow pull a late, you know, move here,
right,
it can completely usurp the entire strategy of the Republican, you know, conservative party. So I think it's important to at least think of what if here.
Well, the only one I'd be strategizing for then, because you can only put enough resources in it, Dan, would be Michelle Obama. Because there's no way Gavin Newsom's going to jump over Kamala Harris. Not going to happen.
You think Trump's team's doing that right now?
No. I think they fly by the seat of their pants a little bit too much. But to your point, I would advise that it'd be a good thing for them to engage in that. All right. We got some Trump rallies coming up. I know I'm invited to one on June 26th. It's a big one. We'll talk about that. Let's go to Audrey in Jamison on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Audrey. Afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon to you. Hey, one quick thing I'm going to add in that about, I fully believe we can turn Bucks County red. And the one thing that has been my beef about the mail-in ballots is not the mail-in ballots per se, but we don't know why these low turnout voters don't turn out. We've got to utilize the committee and the grassroots to get and ask them, hey, what can we do to facilitate you to get to the polls?
Wait a minute. I got to stop you right there. Okay, I get the sentiment. I'm going to tell you. They don't turn out because they're not going to do that, Audrey. I mean, the guy that we had on the other day told us that 4 out of 4 voters in the last election and 3 out of 4 that voted in either the midterm or the presidential election 100,000 of those Republicans did not turn out in 2020. A million things can happen. Or there are, remember in 2016, Trump drove a lot of these people who just didn't show up and vote. I can't even imagine why, but he didn't get as many as we need consistently. So it's fine to do that, but the remedy for them is to give them multiple opportunities by people reminding them to bank their vote, mail in, depending on them to show up on Election Day. Losing strategy, I think.
Well, yeah, and you got to have the follow through. You got to have a plan of action,
yes.
How many numbers you need, and that follows through. So,
yes.
Anyway, but I wanted to make a plug. I'm the rally girl all the time here up in Warrington, and we're having a street rally to show President Trump our support and show the base that we're energized and don't be dismayed at all the different negative things that are happening, and maybe get some fence sitters to change their minds. So it's this Saturday, June 8th, from 11 to 1 on Alms House and 611. Right there, the address you could use is 1282 Alms House Road. We can park right behind there. We've got a nice big shoulder. We get police there to help with traffic, you know, control. So it's June 8th tomorrow from 11 to 1, Alms House Road and 611.
Good. Way to go, Audrey. Thank you very much. Right. Yeah, I know that you are the rally girl there. We've heard that from you over the years. And these things are good to do. With the so-called low propensity voters, what you have to do is you have to identify them. You have to have a network of people around them if you can. That can be identified. You have to give them multiple opportunities to do that. Then you can check them off and then maybe move to some that are even less propensity to actually show up and vote. But counting on them to come out on Election Day is just, this is, you know, just fraught. I mean, I can't explain it. Yeah, people, look at the fundraising. I mean, the numbers are just, the metrics are unbelievable. And there are several stories I have today that indicate that Trump is holding his own as far as not losing support post the verdict. It's not that bad at this point. Now, you know, fingers crossed, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's minimal. So much so that another poll now has him either down a point, and others have him tied in Virginia. That ought to shock them. I mean, Youngkin won in Virginia, but McAuliffe was a big mouth, didn't know what he was doing. To win presidentially there is not easy. It's not California or New York, but it's difficult. If somehow or another that's in play, that's indicative of where Trump is. Some of it, Dan, is entertainment value. Here's cut eight. Dr. Phil didn't know what to do in the interview Dr. Phil got with Trump. Here's what Trump told Dr. Phil about Adam Schiff.
These are not stupid people. I call him Watermelon Head. He's got the thinnest neck I've ever seen, how it holds up that head. He's got a neck that's about a size 6. Very unattractive guy, both inside and outside. Then people say, oh, that's such a terrible thing to say. It's okay. Very unattractive guy. Here's the thing. These are bad people.
Watermelon Head now, Dan, with Adam Schiff. I always thought it was pencil neck, but now we've added the watermelon. And Dr. Phil didn't correct him. So, oh, come on now, you can't say that. He just did a smirk when seeing it. Dr. Phil, bringing Dr. Phil into this. Who else is going to come from the past here? And oh, my God. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Coming to you on the side question. Miranda Devine is going to be here today. Always love when we can get her on. Nobody covering the Hunter Biden trial better than Miranda Devine, who wrote the book on Hunter Biden and the laptop and the hound, Bob Kelly.
Ooh.
Here at 1:15 today. It is the fifth, it's hard to believe, the 50th anniversary. I guess that was of the first Flyers win. And they'll be hanging out in Avalon around all this. He's a compelling guy. He's the ambassador for the Flyers. And, Dan, that team was one of the last actual teams. Maybe hockey was relatively new. Maybe they didn't make that much money. They were not insulated like it is now from the fans. And I get it. You got a lot of crazy people. But you can't, you know, I hear people, if you got an interview with Jalen Hurts or something like that. It's like me getting Larry Krasner, the Pope, and Jim Kenney, sober Jim Kenney, all there together arguing with me. Man, I'd have to, I don't know that I could get through that. The joy would be.
I want to know.
Come on, Holy Father. Tell Larry Krasner what this. Come on. Where's he going after because of what he's doing? Come
it's
on.
Sad that they're really not as interactive as they once were, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yep. And one thing I really want to hear about is, January 11th, 1976, the game against the Red Army, the Russians.
Oh,
yes. Was there anything said behind the scenes, or did they have any kind of communication whatsoever with the CCR?
Yeah, this guy is a quintessential all-time Philadelphia athlete because of the all-out effort. And you could see the energy. When this guy came on the ice, it was frightening. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Coming to your calls on that. Miranda Devine, too, is just brilliant on this. I'm going to ask her, Dan, does she think Hunter Biden, if convicted, should go to jail? Would that serve any purpose? I'm betting on a yes on that, but we'll see. Republicans having to endure, I mean, look, politics is hardball. But Democrats in Harrisburg, we started talking about this new thing. They're going from legislature to legislature saying all Republicans have lost their mind. They don't like the cops and they offer up the Capitol Police. Now, just think about that. Just think of the history of Democrats and progressives when it comes to the police. Did Republicans start the defund the police movement? Did they start what's going on in several cities as we speak, sending out people who are social workers or psychiatrists or psychologists on routine calls now? Did we give them Larry Krasner? No, I don't think so. But this is the attempt to try to at least diminish a little bit what gets people going when they see a party that's anti-cop. They only like the Capitol Hill police cops and the FBI. All right, let me go to Helen in Bluebell. Helen's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Helen, good Friday. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I listen to you all the time, and I agree with you that we need to also promote alternative ways to get the vote out. And I'm a minority representative for my poll location in Montgomery County. I've never missed an election. I've worked the polls many, many years. And I have to be honest, and I'm confident enough to admit this, I would not know how to acquire a mail-in ballot if I had to. So I think there's a lot of people out there, if they don't know, they would not take the initiative to say, how do I get a mail-in ballot? I can't show up at the polls.
No, that is a Yeah, that is a great question. And I'll answer it on the spot here. But when we have Scott Presler on the next time, he is as good as anybody. He registers people right there. All you have to do is contact your county office. Scott Presler's app is earlyvoteaction.com right there in state after state. It shows you, earlyvoteaction.com. Or Helen, where you are out of Montgomery County, progressive crazy that's a commissioner, he'll bring it over to you in an ice cream truck and give you a cone, probably, until he sees that you are most likely a Republican voter, and then it might not be a flavor that you like, but that's, probably vanilla.
I'm willing to put that out there on social media, because my brother died like 3 years ago. His address was ours in his last year to get his mail. Every single day, I still get mail from the Democratic Party addressed to him. Every single day, and he's not on the polls. On the roster. I've checked that, but they really overdo what we don't do as Republicans.
Exactly. So Helen, it would be a call there, and then they'll give you the process of identification.
Okay.
Then they send you the forms. My wife has voted this way. And you have time to fill it out. You have a deadline, of course. Well, that's flexible with Democrats, but there is an alleged deadline, and it's not that complicated a process. In fact, I'm going to do it this time, and I vote as a really, it's just like a bodily function. The way I see it, I agree with you. Never miss that.
Yeah.
But who knows if Democrats directed a lightning bolt that hit me? I may or may not be able to crawl there and vote against Joe Biden. So I, you know.
So I will do it also. Can you tell me that website again so I can promote that?
Yes, yeah. Here you go. Yeah. Earlyvoteaction.com. Earlyvoteaction.com.
Okay. All right. I appreciate
Helen,
it.
Helen, thank you. No, so I appreciate you doing that. And look, we're periodically we have Scott on. He's the best that I know of at this. People actually want to register their kids through him to cast their first vote. That's how much this is. But Helen, let us know. Keep us in the loop and let us know what happens with you.
All right. Appreciate all you do. Thank you.
Thank you, Helen, very much. Yeah, we'll be doing more on that. At least she agrees with the concept that it's a fickle thing. And you know what the premise is, that once we know that person voted, we start chasing others who have not voted. That's what Democrats are doing. Every time I think of that Supreme, she would have been a great Supreme, Carluccio out in Montgomery County, the judge, beaten by a hack. And the guy's ahead 400,000 to nothing, Dan. Well, on Election Day, people turned out. She won Election Day easily. But when you got a 400,000 vote plus lead, what are we going to do here? Things happen. All right, it's a big 1 o'clock hour coming up, and I'm really thrilled to bring you Miranda Devine, who's been covering in person the Hunter Biden trial. President Biden today with Zelensky says, I'm very sorry, we'll play it from Peter Ducey, that we delayed aid to you. The Republicans are the ones that did it. Oh, man, this Ukraine stuff, never ending with these guys. Don't politics end at the water's edge? Biden never heard that, I guess.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Some that are even less propensity to actually show up and vote. But counting on them to come out on Election Day is just, this is, you know, just fraught. I mean, I can't explain it. Yet people, look at the fundraising. I mean, the numbers are just, the metrics are unbelievable. And there are several stories I have today that indicate that Trump is holding his own as far as not losing support post the verdict. It's not that bad at this point. Now, you know, fingers crossed, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's minimal. So much so that another poll now has him either down a point and others have him tied in Virginia. That ought to shock them. I mean, Youngkin won in Virginia, but McAuliffe was a big mouth, didn't know what he was doing. To win presidentially there is not easy. It's not California or New York, but it's difficult. If somehow or another that's in play, that's indicative of where Trump is. Some of it, Dan, is entertainment value. Here's cut 8. Dr. Phil didn't know what to do in the interview Dr. Phil got with Trump. Here's what Trump told Dr. Phil about Adam Schiff.
These are not stupid people. I call him Watermelon Head. He's got the thinnest neck I've ever seen, how it holds up that head. He's got a neck that's about a size 6. Very unattractive guy, both inside and outside. And people say, oh, that's such a terrible thing to say. It's okay. Very unattractive guy. Here's the thing. These are bad people.
Watermelon Head now, Dan. with Adam Schiff. I always thought it was pencil neck, but now we've added the watermelon. And Dr. Phil didn't correct him and say, oh, come on now, you can't say that. He just did a smirk when seeing it. Dr. Phil. Bringing Dr. Phil into this. Who else is going to come from the past here? And oh, my God. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Coming to you on the side question. Miranda Devine is going to be here today. Always love when we can get her on. Nobody covering the Hunter Biden trial better than Miranda Devine, who wrote the book on Hunter Biden and the laptop and the hound, Bob Kelly. Ooh. Here at 1:15 today. It is the fifth. It's hard to believe the 50th anniversary. I guess that was of the first Flyers win, and they'll be hanging out in Avalon around all this. He's a compelling guy. He's the ambassador for the Flyers. And, Dan, that team was one of the last actual teams. Maybe hockey was relatively new. Maybe they didn't make that much money. They were not insulated like it is now from the fans. And I get it. You got a lot of crazy people. But you can't, you know, I hear people, if you got an interview with Jalen Hurts or something like that, it's like me getting Larry Krasner, the Pope, and Jim Kenney, sober Jim Kenney, all there together arguing with me. Man, I'd have to, I don't know that I could get through that. The joy it would be.
I want to know.
Come on, Holy Father, tell Larry Krasner what this, come on, where's he going after because of what he's doing? Come
it's
on.
Sad that they were really not as interactive as they once were, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and yep. One thing I really want to hear about is, January 11th, 1976, the game against the Red Army, the Russians.
Was there
anything said behind the scenes, or did they have any kind of communication whatsoever with the CCR?
Yeah, this guy is a quintessential all-time Philadelphia athlete because of the all-out effort, and you could see the energy. When this guy came on the ice, it was frightening. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Coming to your calls on that. Miranda Devine, too, is just brilliant on this. I'm going to ask her, Dan, does she think Hunter Biden, if convicted, should go to jail? Would that serve any purpose? I'm betting on a yes on that, but we'll see. Republicans having to endure, I mean, look, politics is hardball. But Democrats in Harrisburg, we started talking about this new thing. They're going from legislature to legislature saying all Republicans have lost their mind. They don't like the cops and they offer up the Capitol Police. Now, just think about that. Just think of the history of Democrats and progressives when it comes to the police. Did Republicans start the defund the police movement? Did they start what's going on in several cities as we speak? Sending out people who are social workers or psychiatrists or psychologists on routine calls now. Did we give them Larry Krasner? No, I don't think so. But this is the attempt to try to at least diminish a little bit what gets people going when they see a party that's anti-cop. They only like the Capitol Hill police cops and the FBI. All right, let me go to Helen in Bluebell. Helen's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Helen, good Friday. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I listen to you all the time, and I agree with you that we need to also promote alternative ways to get the vote out. And I'm a minority representative for my poll location in Montgomery County. I've never missed an election. I've worked the polls many, many years. And I have to be honest, and I'm confident enough to admit this, I would not know how to acquire a mail-in ballot if I had to. So I think there's a lot of people out there, if they don't know, they would not take the initiative to say, how do I get a mail-in ballot? I can't show up at the polls.
No, that is a great... Yeah, that is a great question. And I'll answer it on the spot here, but when we have Scott Presler on the next time, he is as good as anybody. He registers people right there. All you have to do is contact your county office. Scott Presler's app is earlyvoteaction.com right there in state after state. It shows you, earlyvoteaction.com. Or Helen, where you are out of Montgomery County, you'd that guy, that progressive crazy that's a commissioner, He'll bring it over to you in an ice cream truck and give you a cone, probably, until he sees that you are most likely a Republican voter, and then it might not be a flavor that you like, but that's, you know.
Yeah.
Probably
well,
vanilla.
I'm willing to put that out there for social media, because my brother died like 3 years ago. His address was ours in his last year to get his mail. Every single day, I still get mail from the Democratic Party addressed to him. Every single day, and he's not on the polls. On the roster. I checked that, but they really overdo what we don't do as Republicans.
Well,
to get the word
exactly,
in the
exactly. So Helen, it would be a call there, and then they'll give you the process of identification.
Okay.
Then they send you the forms. My wife has voted this way. And you have time to fill it out. You have a deadline, of course. Well, that's flexible with Democrats, but there is an alleged deadline, and it's not that complicated a process. In fact, I'm going to do it this time, and I vote as a really, you know, it's just like a bodily function the way I see it. I agree with you. Never miss that.
Yeah.
But who knows if Democrats directed a lightning bolt that hit me? I may or may not be able to crawl there and vote against Joe Biden. So I, you know.
So I will do it also. Can you tell me that website again so I can promote that?
Yes, yeah. Here you go. Yeah. Earlyvoteaction.com. Earlyvoteaction.com.
Okay. All right. I appreciate
Helen,
it.
Helen, thank you. No,
so
I appreciate you doing that. And look, we're periodically we have Scott on. He's the best that I know of at this. People actually want to register their kids through him to cast their first vote. That's how much this is. But Helen, let us know. Keep us in the loop and let us know what happens with you.
All right. Appreciate all you do. Thank you.
Thank you, Helen, very much. We'll be doing more on that. At least she agrees with the concept that it's a fickle thing. And you know what the premise is, that once we know that person voted, we start chasing others who have not voted. That's what Democrats are doing. Every time I think of that Supreme, she would have been a great Supreme, Carluccio out in Montgomery County, the judge, beaten by a hack. And the guy's ahead 400,000 to nothing, Dan. Well, on Election Day, people turned out. She won Election Day easily. But when you got a 400,000 vote plus lead, what are we going to do here? Things happen. All right, it's a big 1 o'clock hour coming up, and I'm really thrilled to bring you Miranda Devine, who's been covering in person the Hunter Biden trial. President Biden today with Zelensky says, I'm very sorry, we'll play it from Peter Ducey, that we delayed aid to you. The Republicans are the ones that did it. Oh, man. This Ukraine stuff, never ending with these guys. Don't politics end at the water's edge? Biden never heard that, I guess.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.